This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. The legislature is already taking up Governor Bobby Jindal's charge to move a bill to phase out the income tax, just a day after the governor ditched his own plan for tax repeal. In his speech to lawmakers Monday, Jindal did mention maintaining his requirement that any tax changes be revenue neutral. The former point man for the governor's plan, Tim Barfield, told the Senate Committee on Revenue and Fiscal Affairs that's out of his hands.
My marching orders are very clear to go work with the bills that are out there to see what we can do with those. And it would be my desire to certainly look at eliminating income taxes.
Senator J.P. Morrell echoed the committee's sentiment, saying it would be irresponsible not to make up any revenue lost by eliminating the income tax. The Senate Committee on Health and Welfare heard via phone from Ray Hanley, a health care official from Arkansas. Arkansas is considering using federal Medicaid expansion money to subsidize payments in a private insurance exchange. Hanley says the problem is that market forces don't push companies to cover low-income counties.
The way the insurance commissioner here is going to do it, he's already said that, you know, when the insurance plans come in and propose, if they want the populous, the fluid counties, say in northwest Arkansas, they're going to have to also take a couple of counties in the Delta.
The Jindal administration has steadfastly opposed expanding Medicaid. Department of Health and Hospitals Interim Secretary Kathy Kilbert says the Arkansas plan is still too risky. The federal government will provide funding in full for the first 3 years, but will provide 90% in the fourth year. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.